Hi, welcome to Hand in Hand with Jaya. You're listening to Holistic Globe Radio, Hand in Hand with Jaya. We are going to begin the show today with a meditation. We ask, dear Spirit, for your presence here with us today to help us be in the present moment. Help us recognize our interconnectedness and let us be free of worry about the past and free from anxiety about the future. Amen. Today, this evening, we're going to talk about healing the subconscious mind. In the last 20 years or so, there have been many changes in the way that people are becoming an active participant in their own health care. People are changing their lifestyle, not just going on a diet to lose weight. They're finding ways to live a calmer life with meditation, contemplation, long walks, and soothing music. They're trying to balance their systems as well with hormones, vitamins, and digestive enzymes. There's also the emotional imbalances. More and more, we are realizing that there is an emotional component in how we feel physically. We're beginning to know that negative or buried emotions have a hold on the physical body. Extreme physical pain, illness, or emotional upheaval or difficulty can be seen as the catalyst for change. It can be seen as a wake-up call to change your life. Now, I know many of you have found ways to change your life, as well you should. You learn to take better care of your health. We meditate. We learn about forgiveness and try to reach it. We try to be grateful for what we have. We learn how to be more giving, and we also learn how to receive better. We hang out with a better crowd. We give up chemicals and drugs that relax us or pep us up. We increase our self-love. We make sure no one takes advantage of us anymore. We take better choices in choosing a career that'll match our abilities. And we take back the power we've given away. As adults, we begin to see how we sabotage ourselves and we try to change. We understand our parents after we become parents ourselves. May get counseling or go to self-improvement workshops. We find ways to control our impulses and our temper. In other words, we pull up our bootstraps and get on with the show. Sometimes, though, things still don't feel right. We overreact to the same things, even though we vowed never to do that again. We feel shy, or we feel unloved at times, and then we vow to do better the next time. Well, this is elementary. This is what we should be doing since we become young adults. And as we get older, we start to realize that it's our subconscious that rules us. It's the things that we don't understand or know that keep triggering us. We try to do better, but something happens, and before you realize it, you've gone into the same old reactions. You might write notes to yourself that you're not going to do that again, but something in the way a person looks at you or the way they move their eyes or the tone of their voice makes you feel that same old feeling. And you blame them for triggering you. Well, I'm going to show you a method that will help you realize your unconscious desires. And those desires rule our feelings. I'll show you a way to heal them, possibly the area of the body that these feelings are held in. Now, the conscious mind holds primarily conditional ideas. Conditioned ideas about our reality. Our awareness is limited in experiencing what really is at the given moment. So we don't get to experience what really is happening. Our mind is consciously responding to our old belief system. There are signals or cues, prejudices, labels, and emotions that rule us from the past. Belief systems are not a reality. They're just our beliefs. Consciousness can become rigid through training and conditioning. So reaching the subconscious can help you let go of ideas of the way things ought to be and accept what is. It helps us to stop hanging on to what ought to be and rejecting what is. As I go through this program, if you have any questions that come to your mind, write them down, and I want you to email me with those questions, and on the next program, I can discuss those questions and help you with the answers. You can email me at jaya@jayasbodywork.com. You can look up the website, www.jasbodywork.com. So these are methods to discover your unconscious desires during stressful situations and how to transform them. We have two parts of the mind, the subconscious, not directly perceived by your consciousness, from which memories, feelings, or thoughts can influence your behavior without you realizing it. The conscious mind, the part that is keenly aware, capable of thinking, choosing, and perceiving. This is wants versus desire. To want something is not as strong as to desire something. You may want to achieve something in your life or to feel differently. With lots of personal work, you may eventually accomplish that, but it might take some considerable time. So how do you reach the subconscious part of the mind when it's hidden? Well, you can go to a therapist, and you can tell them you want help with this, but you can only tell the therapist what you know, and it's what you don't know that needs to be revealed. If the subconscious keeps part of what you know from you, you don't have the full story. Time can reach this. If you ask some family member or friend who is there with you when a significant episode occurred, you ask them to tell you what they saw or what they heard, even though you were right there with them, you all have different stories. So who do you trust to know the truth? Well, I've come to one conclusion. There is only one, capital O N E, that knows everything. And we're going to ask the one who knows everything. We also have two other parts of ourselves, which are in our minds. The part that is our human body here on this earth, and the part that is our spiritual self, the part that never left our higher power. These two parts have different ways of seeing our difficulties, resolving our problems, or overcoming them. So I'm going to ask you to do something that I call take evidence. It's like becoming a witness to yourself. This tells you what you really want. What you keep getting is what you really desire. This isn't the same thing as what you think you really want. what's happening, the feelings you're having, is what you really want, even though you think you want something else to happen. But that's only what part of you desires, part of your mind, the part of you that lives here on this earth. The other part of you that remembers that you are a spiritual being is the other half of your mind. To know that you have this other part is to have faith. To build faith, all you have to do is to be willing, or just be willing to be willing. This particular incident that you might want to look at, well, let's say you didn't choose this incident to happen, but you chose the resulting feeling or the emotions that arrive because of this encounter or incident. Part of you wanted to feel these feelings. So life accommodated you and brought you to wherever it had to in order for you to reach how you desire to feel. Life, meaning your unconscious mind. You are a choice now. You can become so involved in the story, or you can begin to see how you wrote the story in order to feel the way you do now. You can blame the outside world yourself for making you feel this way. Or you can understand that those feelings that you're feeling are really your personal desire. You will begin to realize that even though the stories of your life are different, your desire for the same feelings that run through those stories have remained about the same. So I'll give you an example. So say you're at this gathering or party and you feel uncomfortable. You feel alone. You begin to see that the people around you are not like you at all. Maybe you are wearing the wrong clothes, according to others, and the subject of conversation might not be to your liking. You don't know how to relate to the other people here. Or you have an appointment with a doctor or a therapist, and they are saying things that make you mad, or their treatment is not helping you at all. You don't even know why you came. Or you have a job that you really like, but you can't stand the way the boss talks to you. Maybe there's a lot of gossip that goes around that makes you feel superior or judgmental. You work harder than the rest of the group, and you don't know anybody, and you don't even care to know them. And another example, maybe you are visiting some members of your family. After such a visit, maybe you always feel so worn out and tired afterwards. The same subjects come up every time, and you feel your eyes glazing over. Eventually, maybe an argument starts up over the same old things. You might feel guilty when you leave because you can't give them what time or material things they want. And you always feel like a little kid and that you should be doing better because of what they said to you. Well, it's a good idea to change your thoughts when you have bad thoughts. Just like, say you are at this party and somebody comes up to you and you wish you weren't there at all. Well, there's nothing wrong with having those thoughts. So we might want to change them. So we shake it off and think, well, you know, I better act a little bit more grown up here and be friendly and maybe people will like me. Now, if you want to heal your subconscious mind, just before you change that thought, like the thought that, oh, I got to get out of here, and then you shake it off and you decide to be friendly with people, well, just before you decide to grow up and change and become more friendly. Roll back that tape recorder and listen to yourself what the words were that you used. Maybe they are, oh my God, who is that person that's coming towards me? I just want to get out of here. And then you say, oh, I can't think like that. I have to grow up. Well, the feeling that you might want to change about getting out of here is okay to change. But the subconscious desire is to get out of there, to separate yourself. Now, first of all, you chose to be at that party, and people come up, and you chose to have the feelings you did. You use part of your mind to change how you feel. But here's how to get to the subconscious desires. You don't have to get to them. You ask the one who knows. So the prayer might be, Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires to feel separate from other people. And just know that you're not in touch with it. So you don't go home and ruminate in that feeling. It just will make you more depressed. Just turn it over. Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires the separation. And then use the other part of you to shake off the feeling, get on with the show, or leave, or do whatever you want. It's not the doing that will help you change. It's the feeling, knowing the feeling, the emotion that you have. Since you don't really know why you have that emotion or feeling, and to look at it will just serve to make you more depressed, we're going to do this differently, and that is turn it over. Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires the separation. So like the appointment with the doctor or the therapist, they're saying things that make you mad. They want you to go for tests. This isn't helping you. But you made that appointment. So you set yourself up, and let's say you set yourself up to come into touch with some feelings. Well, you can take charge. And that is, you can do whatever you want to do. Taking charge of your treatment, of course, might be something you didn't do in the past. Okay, you can change that. But here's a new way. You have the appointment. The emotion you're feeling is anger. And you want to leave. Before you change it and then step up and calmly ask for your treatment to become differently, you roll back that tape recorder and you realize what you're thinking. I am so mad. There's your prayer. Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires this anger that I'm not in touch with. That is your prayer. So now we'll go to the job. You have a job that you really like, but you can't stand the way the boss talks to you. There's a lot of gossip that goes around, makes you feel superior or judgmental. You work harder than the rest of the people, so you don't feel appreciated. Well, there's several prayers in there. Of course, step one, you can do what you need to do. You have a job you don't really like. I mean, you have a job that you really like, but you can't stand the way the boss talks to you. There's a lot of the gossip going around. It makes you feel superior or judgmental. So you can shake that off, grow up, know that this is not where you live. This is where you work. And the job doesn't define who you are. You're a good worker. You can take pride in yourself. And you can choose a way of reacting, taking a deep breath, and getting on with the show. But the way to get in touch with the feelings and the emotions, not just get in touch with them, but to have a prayer in order to help the part of the mind that feels judgmental or feels used. So that prayer might be, before you change, the way of thinking, which you should do, if you can, if you want to. Your prayer might be, Spirit, heal the part of the mind that feels judgmental, even though I'm not in touch with it. You work harder than the rest of the group. You feel maybe the emotion, the feeling is being taken advantage of. Spirit, heal the part of the mind that feels taken advantage of. And then, of course, you use whatever affirmation you need to use to help yourself feel better. Take a walk, get a new perspective. So say you're not making enough money to pay your bills. Well, you can get a second job. You can remedy this. This is the conscious mind making a decision, as you should remedy your life. But if you want to get to the bottom line, if you feel you're not making enough money to pay your bills, go to the emotion that you're feeling. So the prayer might be, heal the part of the mind, Spirit, that feels it doesn't have enough. With your family, some members of your family, you're feeling worn out and tired. Same subjects come up. You're getting, your eyes are glazing over. Perhaps you're starting to argue. And then you feel guilty. So you realize that. And then right away you say, well, you know, I have to count my blessings. You know, I really do appreciate my parents. And my brother's not so bad. My sister's okay. Oh, I'm not a little kid anymore. So you realize you're going to use your time and use it well. That's fine. That's what you can do. But how to get to the bottom line roll before you change your mind and how to react better, roll back what you are feeling. And that is, you want to get out of there, and then you feel guilty. So the prayer can be, Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires this guilt that I'm not in touch with. Heal the part of the mind that desires this separation. Anytime you feel different, even having a cold makes you feel different. Because when you have a cold, you need to stay home. You need to not breathe on other people. You need to be different. Anytime you are not joining, there is a sign that you need healing. So the prayer, if you don't know what it is that you're feeling, and if you are different in any way, it doesn't mean that you have to hurry up and be like somebody else, but these are signals. This is your desire to feel different, your hidden desire. The result is your desire. This is how you're taking evidence. So your prayer is, Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires this separation. This is like rolling back, you know, changing your mind is like having a great day after all. And then rolling back your tape recorder a little bit to feel what you felt is, what do you mean have a good day? Why don't I just have the day I've got? Figure out the day you've got, and then we all are capable of changing it to having a better day. That's fine. But what day are you having? Do you have to keep shifting your mood all during the day, trying to be more understanding, taking a deep breath and beginning again with a smile this time? Whenever we encounter somebody we don't really like or agree with, we're tired of all the hard work, but we love our jobs, so we shift to being more grateful. That's good. But you feel different. So let's talk about healing. Healing is pretty simple. Healing is joining. Sickness is separation, if you want to look at it in a more transforming way. It's okay to change our thoughts at these times to a better way, but just notice how often we do it. When you begin to see how many times during the day you shift, start listening to yourself talk the moment just before you shift. Like I said, it's like rewinding the tape recorder. And use the old thought for your prayer. Holy Spirit, heal the part of the mind that desires this feeling that I'm not in touch with. And again, don't dwell on that thought. Use it, send it up as prayer. Then, of course, shift to a better thought or day. And again, to work on it can be very depressing. You will reach an answer, but it'll take a much longer time. You will notice how often you have the same feeling, even though different episodes provoke it. Using this prayer will get more to the bottom of these feelings, and possibly they'll just change on their own. The other way just gets to the bottom of each story or episode one at a time and doesn't help you find the key to helping heal your unconscious desires. And another way of looking at things is watching people's reactions. When you're talking to them, you think you're helping them. They have a problem, maybe they're telling you this problem, you think that they want your advice. So you give it to them and you offer what you think is a great solution. Well, look at their face after you offer that. That's going to tell you what you really wanted to accomplish. So you're trying to give them a more cheerful way of looking at things, you know, oh, shrug it off, get out of the way, or why are you talking about that again? Let's change the subject to something more cheerful. Now, if they go along with you and say, wow, thank you, that's great, I feel wonderful, and the look on their face is glowing, you know you hit the button. But if their face gets all clouded over, even worse than it was when they started talking with you, maybe your hidden desire is to punish them, make them feel guilty. Maybe your hidden desire is to show them how what they said has bothered you, so they should be quiet or change the subject. So maybe it's true that what they said did do those things. But you can have another prayer right now, like, take a look at their face, see how they're reacting, and that is your personal desire. So you have another prayer in your belt. Holy Spirit, heal the part of the mind that created the separation and desires it, even though I am not in touch with it. What can happen with these is, you're sending this up. You're not bringing spirit down on this earth, asking spirit to change a situation, to change this person, and hoping for the best, and doing the prayers to help this person be better, to help the situation be better, to help your parents change, your job change. And you can do that. You will get answers. But you have to do this every single day. You know, help me have a better day. Help me be good. Help me be a good person. Help me to be more grateful. You do that, your prayers will be answered. You have to do these prayers every single day. You will get an answer. Healing this other way, healing your unconscious desires, looking at the results of what you're experiencing within you, looking at the results on the person's face when you give them an experience, sending that result up into a prayer puts it in the hands of the one who knows. Within a couple of weeks, you might get an idea of how many times you have to use the same prayer. Possibly you do have some hidden anger, hidden resentment. Again, don't work on it, and have an open mind. Use it as a meditation. Send it up as a prayer. Don't bring spirit down here to your problem. You bring, send your problem up there to the one who knows. Something possibly can begin to happen. And you might start having memories of when you first began to feel that way. And that might have been when you were a child. You always have that feeling when you're around people. Maybe. I'm going to just use that as an example. That every time you go to a party, it takes you a moment or two. Somehow it can unwind your feelings and your unconscious desires to the point that this started a long time ago in grade school when you were 10 years old. Somebody said something to you, and you decided to turn off your hearing, turn the other way, and get out of there. So like I say before, said before, you might get a cue from something like that in present time. Maybe now you're in your 40s. You're not 10 anymore. But the look on the face, the feeling of the crowd, boom, I need to get out of here. And turning up that prayer and it coming forward that maybe this happened when you were 10. Now you're older. You can look back at that time in school. You can understand what was happening to you. You can have a talk with that part of yourself, the part that gets triggered so often. That part of you is not going to understand what you're saying or care what you're saying unless you have a compassion for yourself. And you take that little 10-year-old by the hand, you say, "Was not to other people, my darling, that made you feel this way." Nobody can make you feel that way. You are a loved child of God. If that's something you have learned in your life between the ages of 10 and, say, 40, you can teach that part of you the truth, the universal truth. And if you really believe that, that child will stop reacting and wanting to get out of certain situations. And besides, there are some unknowns that are going to be happening. Because when you turn over a prayer like that, and you turn it over to the one who knows, you are not going to get punished or shown a better way. You're going to receive compassion and healing. Your story, your past might unwind to you in a very compassionate way that you can understand, and you won't walk away from yourself or be angry at yourself anymore. Maybe you can understand that under that anger, some old sadness that you couldn't handle at 10. But with the Spirit's help, and your maturity of today, you can sit in that sadness for a moment that comes after and below the anger. And your heart is lightened. Healing happens in a mysterious way. Begin journaling. I want you to keep a journal. And this week I want you to write down your, what you discover, how many times you need to change your day. From having a good day, to just feeling the day that you're having, shifting those thoughts with your conscious mind the way grown-ups do, but yet sending up that prayer of that feeling of anguish or loneliness or resentment or judgment. You don't have to talk to people about this. You don't have to explain your life story. Well, of course I feel that way. This happened to me when I was a kid. Anybody would feel that way. Well, yeah, those things happened to you when you were a child, and you couldn't afford to feel the resulting feelings. When you send up those prayers, you will begin to open up your feelings the moment something happens. You'll feel the feelings, and you'll be able to react from present time because you will know that those feelings came from another time. You'll not be healing story by story, which you can do. It takes a long time, but you can do it. You won't have to unravel each story. You just unravel each feeling. But you don't unravel it. Excuse me. You send that feeling, that emotion up. And your story will unwind through your dreams or your memorizations in a kind and loving way. So any questions that you have during this show, I want you to remember to email Jaya@jayasbodywork.com. Ask your questions, and I can address them in the next show. Also, you can look up my website, www.jayasbodywork.com. If you would like some assistance with a healing or some healing body work, you can make an appointment. The phone number there is 248-601-4429. I work in a beautiful old house in downtown Rochester, Michigan. It's a house that's been converted into a salon. The bottom floor is where they cut hair, but upstairs is like a little peaceful haven. I have a beautiful little room where it's quiet, where I do my healing work and my body work. That place is called Salon 429. The address is 429 Walnut Street, Rochester, Michigan. The phone number for appointments is 248-601-4429. And again, this is hand in hand with Jaya. What I'm asking you today is you to do today is to start a journal. So you have homework. I want you to keep a journal recording your realizations. Not the story necessarily, and maybe not even your resulting realizations, because it'd be too soon to do that. But I want you to keep track of the feelings you encounter that you didn't know you had. I want you to practice breathing as a meditation. Just notice. I actually just want you to begin a practice of noticing when you're not breathing, when you're barely breathing. By practicing breathing as a meditation, you will notice in your life when you are barely breathing. When you are barely breathing, it means you don't want to be here. Of course, your brain says, yeah, I want to be here. I just can't breathe very well. Well, barely breathing means you have cut your energy, and you've chosen not to be present in this moment. So when you notice that, because you have been doing a breathing as meditation, then you notice when you are barely breathing, I want you to take a look around and see what's going on. I also want you to notice and to journal on these things. Notice when your knees are locked. When you're holding your knees locked, you're cutting your energy from the earth. And this is your choice not to be present. You've disappeared. When your butt is held tight, when you're holding your butt clenched, this is not just to make your butt look good. This is another choice not to be present because you're holding your energy from the earth. So the journal then is to notice what your unconscious desires are, your feelings, write that down. I want you to notice the times when you're not breathing, write down what was going on. I want you to notice when anybody comes up to you to speak, or the phone rings, or you're on your way somewhere, what are your first thoughts? You know how it is. You know, it could even be a stranger. You could be busy doing something, somebody taps you on the shoulder, and before you turn around, you go, oh, man. Oh, and then there's prayer. You know, the part of the mind that desires this separation that I'm not in touch with. And then shake it off, get on with your day, have a better day. So you're going to be looking for a different way. You're going to understand the kind of book you wrote for yourself when you were a child. The book that says, I hate it here. I don't care what anyone says about me. I'm not listening anyway. The book that says I hate everybody because everybody hates me. And you went about to prove it for the next few years, 10 years, 20 years, still doing it. In this book, it has the feelings, not the stories that you desire to feel. These stories kept happening in order for you to feel your feelings. Every time you decided not to, and you just decided to change the action, you've hidden your feelings. Let's say you wrote a chapter yesterday. Well, you get to notice it and change it today. So we have a book maybe we wrote out for ourselves that we lived that way. Nobody's going to bother me. I'll bother them first. I'll let them know where I stand. So the name of your book is I'll Let Everybody Know What I Think. And maybe some subtitles are, I'm not telling you what's on my mind because when I do, I get hurt. So hand in hand with Jaya. JayasBodywork.com. See you again. Have a good day.